Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed, picking up on Chaf Tes Amud Beis, about 9 lines up from the bottom. Hahi Odisa delo have kosuv bo. There was a shtar again of Hodah where it was not written Omer lona kisvu v'chismu v'havule. Write it and sign and give it over. So Abai v'Rav with Omer Tavayhu, both Abai and Rav said the same. Hainid Reish Lakish. This is the case of Lakish was talking about. The Amrish Lakish, Chazaka, the status is, the assumption we make is, Ein ha'edim chosim in al-ashtar, ela'im kein nase gadol. That everybody who signs on this is a gadol. We don't assume that they were cut at the time that they signed it. That's the Chazaka. And we can rely upon this. Samaski floor of Papi. Rav Papi has a kasha. V'item Rav Huna braid the Rav Yoshua. Mi ikamidi da'anan lo yadinon. Is there such a thing that the chazal, that the chachamim, we don't know this halacha. However, safri de beidina yade, they do know it. Meaning the sofrim, they know this halacha, that they're not allowed to do it. They would only sign it, and we, the chachamim, don't. So they did a little of a field research. She'elinu l'safri de abaye v'yadi. So they asked the soferim of Abaye, and yeah, they knew that halacha. The safri de rova v'yadi. Yeah, they knew this halacha. So because that's their parnasa, these soferim, they knew the relevant halachas. A person has to know the halacha for whatever field they're going to be going into. What halachic issues come up in your profession, and what the halachas are. So these soferim knew these halachas. Hahi Odisa, there was this shtar hodo, the Havakosav Bey, Duchran Pisgame. Right, so what is Duchran Pisgame? So the Rashi says at the very bottom, Duchran Pisgame, Lo haya kosuv bo zikron edus beloshin edim. It didn't write what they said as loshin of edim, el beloshin zikron devarim, recalling what was said, right? Vuhu loshin dayonim. So that's what we're talking about. So now on the top of Lamed, Vecho lishne de beidina. So all of the Lashonos of the Beis Din were, but they only had two people signing it. But it wasn't written that we had a Beis Din and one of us is no longer here. Right? He left, or he was no longer around. Right? So now we're concerned. Maybe it really only was two on this, and they wrote it incorrectly. So Ravina Lameimer, Hainan Reish Lakish. So Ravina thought, that's what we just saw in Reish Lakish, back in Amud Beis, right? Chazaka ain't Adim Chosmin al Ashtar, Elim Inki Nasi Godel, right? So it's okay. Amale Rav Nosim Bar Ami, Hochim Rinan Mishmei de Rava. This is what they said over the name of Rava. Ki Koki Haigavna, all these types of cases, Chashin and the Beis Din Toen. We're concerned that maybe this was a Beis Din that was mistaken. So Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, I Kosbe Bei Dina, if they wrote on it Bei Dina, like the Beis Din, Su Lo Tzarech. So there's nothing more that we have to do it, because we know a Beis Din is three Dayanim, we don't have to be concerned about it. Someone says, 1 second, is that really true that just because it says Beis Din, there's three? Dilma, Vidilma, Beis Din Chotzufu, right? We had back on Daf Gimel, right? The Chutzpedik Beis Din, the Amr Shmuel, Shnaim Shadom Dinehim Din. If two people judge this, then yeah, that is good. Ela Shnikru Beis Din Chotzuf, but they're called a Chutzpedik Beis Din. The Kosav Bey, Beidina, the Rabbona Ashi. No. What was written on it was, they wrote on the star that Rabbona Ashi. So Ravashi, we can assume that they would follow all of the necessary requirements. V'dilma Rabbanan debei Ravashi kishmul sevirle. Who? Very nice. It says it was Ravashi, but maybe he holds like Shmuel, right? The ksiv bo. It says right. Va'amarna le l'Rabbana Ashi. No, we said to Rabbana Ashi. So v'amalon Rabbana Ashi, and he said to us Rabbana Ashi. So if Ravashi is talking to them, and they're talking to Ravashi, so then that shows there was more than two, there was three people talking, or others, some explain that, no, you see that Rav Ashi wouldn't have been involved in a Beis Din Chotzuf, so therefore that, it could be mutter for that reason as well. Tan Rabbonim. So Bryson now continues. Omer lehen echad, ani re'isi avichem shehitmin ma'os b'shida, teva u'migdal. I saw your father hid money in a shida teva u'migdal, in like a chest, or a box, or a tower, or a cabinet. V'omer shel Plonihain, they belong to so and so. Shall Meiser Shanihain, that's really Meiser Shani, you're not allowed to have it. But bias, if it happened in a house, Lo Amar Klum. So then, it's like the witness didn't say anything. We don't give him any real power because he's an Erechon. how is besoda? But if he said this and the field was there, so then that would work. Devar of kayamim, because technically he could have just kept it for himself. So klal shodav, the rule is like this: kol shibiyad elitlon. If he himself could have taken devar of kayamim, then we assume them because he could have just kept himself, but he didn't say that. He gave it over. Ain biyad elitlon. But if he didn't have the power to, he couldn't be able to take it himself. Lo amar klum. Then he didn't really say anything meaningful. And the children saw their father hide the money. And then the father said that this money belongs to Reuven. But the money really is Ma'aser Sheni. Se'im kamosu devar of kayamim. If, like, he's, you know, saying it in a very informative way, like, I want to make sure you know this, then that counts. We believe him. Im kama'arim, but it's like a harama. He's just, you know, trying to trick his kids because he doesn't want the kids to think that, oh, you know, we have such a big Yerusha, we have such a big thing, we don't have to work, we don't have to do whatever it is. He's trying to, like, to scam a little bit. In that case, like a harama, so lo amar klum. Then we don't take it too seriously. The Rishonim point out that this money would have to be something that was hidden, right? Rabbi Kadavoy of an Aveda Midas, that a person willingly throws away money, so then, first of all, there's no Chiv of Hashavas Aveda on a Aveda Midas. Later on in the eighth parak, it talks about the requirement of Lo Samar Adam Reecha. So we learn out certain halachos, we compare them, but just like you have to return a person's aveda, their lost object, so you have to return their life, you have to save them. So the forshim over there explain what an aveda midas, a person is willingly trying to take their own life, what the halachic implications of that would be. But al kaponim, for our things, there is a discussion, as a machloikis, is it hefker? Is an aveda midas totally hefker? Because the Rambam in Hilchos Gezel Yud Aleph says no. It's not totally hefker. You just don't have to actually return it. But the Torah argues, says no. It is an aveda midas is completely hefker. Okay, so continues the Gemara now. A person was upset about money that his father left him, and he has no idea where it is. He knows his father had it in. Uva Bal HaChalom. So the Bal HaChalom comes to him. So who exactly is this Bal HaChalom? So Rashi says, the Bal HaChalom is a Sar Hamare Chalomos Belaila. It's an angel that shows people dreams in the nighttime. So what does this angel come and show him? Omalo Kach V'Kachein. Yes, here it is. And he tells him the exact denominations. You know, there's 50s and there's 20s and 100s. B'Mokom Plonihein. And it's in the right hand drawer, second from the bottom, right? Oh, and by the way, that's the money, that's the denomination, that's what it is. And one more thing, shall Meiser Shani Hain, but it's Meiser Shani, you can't use it. So, Zehaya Meiser. And it happened one time, this really happened. A guy had a dream, he found the money, and the dream said it was Meiser Shani. So comes on the door and says, V'omru divrei chalomos, lo malin v'lo maridin. No, because for dreams, we don't pay any attention to them. There's no halachic significance whatsoever to dreams. Lo malin v'lo maridin. So on this Gemara, there's a lot of discussion that, again, at the end of the day, the halacha was the guy can keep the money. He wouldn't have known about it had the dream not come. The same dream that told him where it is also told him it's Ma'aser Sheni. No problem. But there's a different Gemara that the Rishonim point out. It's in the Nedarim and Chesam and Days. So, if a person has a dream that they put him into Cheirim, he was put into Nidui, right? So the Gemara says that he needs a Hatara, right? So even though it came in a dream, so there you don't say that, you know, Divrei Chalom is Lomarim, Lomarim. They are Mala, they are Mora. We have to get this guy out of Cheirim. So which is it? According to our Gemara over here, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, we don't pay attention to dreams. It's not Ma'aser Sheni. But over in Gemara in Nedarim, on the Daf Ches, we do pay attention to dreams. So this discussion, the Rishon discussed, and I saw in the Minchas Asher, he has a few terutz. He has three terutz. And the first thing he brings down is from the Tashbates, who explains what actually happened to you by the dream. So the dream put this into a suffix. And a suffix in different areas of halacha, we respond differently. You know, you have a suffix tumah brishus harabim. You have a suffix over here. Here, the type of suffix is a din in mamon. So by mamon amutal b'suffix, no. Yeah, motz mecher al varaya. So when the dream put the money into a suffix, so that's not enough to take it away from the guy. So he's allowed to keep the money. Aye, but what was the suffik in the darim? The suffik over there is isurim. So there you have to go to chumrah. So therefore, that's why. When the Tashbates is works out the two different goras, all what a dream does is put a suffik into it, and then you have to plug in the rules of a suffik in each case. A little bit similar to that, he quotes from the Shas Tshuvas Shiva Tzion, that it's a little bit different. Over there, it's a suffik, but here it's a pikuach nefesh. The Gemara Nedarim, this guy's, if he's really put into a nidui min hashamayim, so that's a suffik, and pikuach nefesh, and we have to be choshish even for a miyut. You know, if a person has a 5% chance he's going to die, you have to be Michal Shabbos to them to save his life. So too over here, we'd have to be choshish for that suffik, and therefore that's why we take him out of them. But the suffik, such a small miyut of by momon would not be enough. He also quotes by the Chiddushi Haran, he says that it's a birur. In other words, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is just telling us this is where the money is. But there's no other way to communicate that a person was menuda l'shamayim unless by telling him in a dream. So therefore, that's why we take it seriously, because like that's like a direct type of communication between Hashem and this person to let him know that you're in trouble, buddy. He continues, actually has a few interesting points. You know, how much credence do we give to dreams determining halachic status in things? And just as a side point, you have different Gemaras that seem to give different levels. One Gemara seems to be implying that whatever person happens to think about during the day, that's what you're going to dream about. So if you dream about, you're looking at a red fire hydrant, you'll have a dream with a red fire hydrant, because that's what you thought about during the day. So there's really no significance whatsoever. On the other hand, it could be a shtickle nevuah, that a person is shown something very important. And that was the machlokus between Yosef and his brothers. The brothers tied into Yosef that you're thinking all day long that you want to rule over us. So of course, you're having dreams and everyone's bowing down to you. And Yosef, he was very smart. He understood that these dreams are not going to cause him to be popular with his brothers. So why did he say it? He wants them to hate them? No, the Teretz is, Yosef felt that this was nevuah. And a Novi is not allowed to be Kovish, his nevuah. So therefore, he had to give it over because that was what he held the dreams were. In the Minchas Rosh, he quotes a certain example. He brings the Rosh, the Hagos Ashri in Avodah Zarah. There was a machlokes about this dag barbuta, the barbuta fish, whether it was kosher or not. So the Hagos Ashri, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, was matirit. And then in a dream, he saw that he was feeding shrotzim to Klal Yisrael. So he went back and he reversed his heter. He says, no, you can't eat the barbuta fish anymore. So Nodim Yehuda says that this chazorah wasn't... He went through the sugya, he learned it up, and he felt that that was the halacha. So the fact that the Hagos Ashri went back and retracted, then that's not necessarily a binding psak for all of Klal Yisrael, because, you know, that was something that he himself was shown, but not anybody else who, paskin that you're allowed to have the barbuta fish, they all got the same dream. Reminds me of a story when someone came to the Satmar Rebbe. And there were brothers, I think three brothers, and they were dividing up a business. And there was a machlokes as to which brother was going to take over the business after the father passed away. And a man came to the Satmar Rebbe and said, my father came to me in a dream, says he wants me to run the business. He said, okay, but did your father also come to your other brothers in their dream and tell them that he wants you to be the head of the business? People have dreams that reinforce what they're thinking about all along. So unless someone comes along in a dream and says, by the way, I want him to be the leader, it's not necessarily a good raya. Other cases that the Minchas Asher quotes is the smag, that the smag in his hakdama to his minyan mitzvahs. So he saw in a dream that he missed. He didn't count. He shom alecha pen tishkach es Hashem alokecha. So therefore, he put that into his sefer as one of the actual mitzvahs. And then he quotes, there's from the Or Zeruah, there was a suffix as to how to spell the name Akiva. Is it Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Hey, or is it Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Aleph? So he saw in a dream, the pasuk came to him, Or Zeruah Letzadik Lishvi Lev Simcha. So you work it out, the Sofi Tevis of the... of the pasuk Or Zeruah Letzadik Lishvilev Simcha, right, is Resh Ayin Kuf Yud Beis Simcha with a Hey. So therefore, that was why he called his sefer about that. But there's much more discussion to talk about how to do this. And there is just one more Gemara maybe to talk about in Horios on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. There was a whole Maisa there where they wanted to change the practice about standing up for the Nasi, for the Av Beis Din, and they tried to pick an off topic to embarrass Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. So there was a special Jew there who saved the day. There was his name, Rabbi Yaakov ben Karshi, that he heard that Rabbi Meir of Nosson were trying to embarrass Rabbi Shimon. They were going to ask him on an uxin. And so he went ahead, and outside of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's window, he started chazing over Mishnayos uxin, not one necessarily more frequently learned Mishnayos. He said, why is he learning the uxin outside my window? And he realized maybe something's going on, so Rabbi Shimon himself started learning uxin that night, and then the next day, when they started asking kashas, Rabbi Meir Menosson, to try to embarrass him, so he was holding. He was holding on the... he knew how to answer all the questions. So then, after this all happens, they realize there was a whole setup, so they throw out Reb Meir, they throw Reb Nosson. That's why they give them the titles of Cherim, right? Or Yeshomrim. So at the very end, the Gemara says, Achluhu Bechelmaihu. So in Shemayim, they had a dream, Reb Meir and Reb Nosson, that Zilu Faisuhu Reb Shimon Gamliel. You have to go and apologize for what you tried to do. So Reb Nosson also. Reb Nosson went and he apologized. Reb Meir lo also. Reb Meir didn't go. Amar divrei chalomos lo malin v'lo meridin. He says, no, the dreams are meaningless. Okay, back to our Gemara. The Gemara is, we're holding by Shnayim Sh'omrim Zakai. Continuing about the Mishnah, if the two people said that he was innocent and one said he's chayev. So Gemara says, Michtav hechi kasvei. How exactly do they write it up? So Reb Yochanan Amar Zakai. They write Zakai. Reish Lakish Amar, Ploni Uploni Mezakin, Ploni Uploni Mechayvin. No, these ones said you were innocent, these ones said you were guilty. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Midivrehim Nizdako Ploni. From there, it doesn't say who it was, it says from the Psak of the Beis Din, so and so was found to be innocent. My Binahus, what's the Nafkamina? Ik Binahu, Leshalume, Ihu Monoso, the Hadaihu. So if they made a mistake, do they have to, does the one who was outvoted, does he have to pay? Dilaman Omar Zakai Mishalim. So he's innocent, he has to pay. Uman de Omar Ploni Uploni Mezakin, Uploni Uploni Mechayvin, Lo Mishalim. According to the one who speaks out exactly who said what, they wouldn't have to pay. Uman de Mezaki Mishalim, the one says that he's part of, he has to pay? No. Lame Lahu, he could say to the other Dayanim, Ilididits, I see, if you would have followed my psak, would listen to me. Atunamilo shalmizun. You also, you would no, you wouldn't have to pay. So why do I have to pay for your mistake? So right, someone says no. El ikabe naihu vishalume inhu manosa didei. They have to pay the percentage. Lamanda omer zakai mishalme. Lamanda omer ploni ploni mezakin ploni ploni mechayevin lo mishalme. So they don't have to even pay the portion of the dayan who was overruled. Mando Omer Zakai Mishalmi, you want to ask 1 second. According to one says Zakai has to pay. Lemalay Ilav Ak Bahadon. If you hadn't been there at all, Lohave Solik Dina Mide. There wouldn't have been a Beis Din. So therefore, we're all guilty in this together. We should all share the payment. Someone says, you're right. Ella Ikavenaihu Mishum Lo Selich Rochil Ba'amecha. Really, that you're not allowed to be a gossiper, is to speak out exactly who said what. Reish Lakish Amar, Ploni Ploni Mezakin, Ploni Ploni Mechayvin, Mishum Demichze Kishikra. So the reason why they see that, because it would look like not saying the truth if it's written out that way. Reb Elazar Islay Demar, VeIslay Demar. So Reb Elazar holds like Reb Yochanan, and he holds like Reish Lakish. Hilchach Kosvi Hoch. This is how you write it. Midivrehem Nizdaka Ploni. From the Beis Din, from the Psak of, like, he was found to be exempt. So this type of lashon is a little bit of a combination, because it shows there wasn't really a consensus among everybody, right? So that way it doesn't look like it's a sheker. But on the other hand, there's no problem of rechilus, because you're not really saying who said what at the end of the day. There's a beautiful tshuva in Chashukei Chemed, Rav Zilberstein's Sefer, where he discusses the following issue that could come up, where what happens if you have like a doctor who's doing an internship, and at the end the supervisor has to dictate a letter for his recommendation. Was he a good doctor? Was he not a good doctor? So when he writes the letter, the doctor writes the letter, he dictates it to a secretary. So now he might have to speak Lashon Hara, which would be allowed because it would be, Lashon Hara L'Toelis. But does the secretary have to
know what this. So he brings in here some machlokes between the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Eliashiv. So according to Tzitz Eliezer, that's like the accepted practice that people understand. The doctor understands going in that he thinks it's going to be, hopes it's going to be a good positive report, but he understands that this is just the way that the business, the medical profession functions. And if not positive things have to be said about him, then that's what's going to be. So therefore, there's no problem whatsoever with the doctor dictating a letter to the secretary regarding it. So Eliashiv argued, though. He said that no, that's not, you can't always be moichel on certain things. So he writes a very strong thing that the doctor himself would have to write the letter, and even he'd have to take personal days from his time in order to avoid the isser of Lashon Hara, of Rechilas. He would not be allowed to dictate the letter. But if there's a way of somehow doing it where the identity wouldn't be able to be discerned, you could just, you know, do it a very way, then he could fill in the blanks, the names later, that would be allowed. But if the secretary could find out who it was, so again, Rav Eliashiv said it's not allowed, the doctor would have to do himself, and the Tzitz Eliezer holds that, in fact, he could do it. Okay. Continues now. Gomru es adover hayu machnisin. So when they finished, they would bring them in. So who are they bringing in? Laman ilem lebali dinim hosan kaimi. Can't be that they were there the whole time, right? They never left. Ella edim, must mean they bring back in the edim. Kaman, so who's that like? Delo kreb nosan. Not like Reb Nosson. Detani, we learned in the Brice, La'olam ein edusim mitzterefes ad she'iru shneihim ke'echod. That you can't combine them unless they saw the thing happen at once. Bishuah ben Karcha says, even you could do it one after the other. That's interesting. There's the name, Bishuah ben Karcha. So is that really his name? Was his father's name Karcha? Or some learned that it was, Tosfos quotes elsewhere, that was a kinui for Rabbi Akiva. They called him the Korech. Okay. The Ein Edusa Miskayemes Bebezdin. The Brisa continues and says that their edus isn't miskayim in the Beis Din ad shia idu shnehim ke'echad, until they testify together. You can listen to one of them today. When his chaver comes the next day, shomim es devarav. Right? So, the way our Mishnah said, you had to have them both present at the same time. But according to Reb Nosson, you could do one on this day and one on the next day. So this is low. La'olam lebali dinim. Really, no. That they're bringing in the bali dinim, it's not the edim. Rabbi Nechemiah, it's going like the opinion of Rabbi Nechemiah, the Tanya. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, kach hayamin hogon shal nekiyeh hadas shibu Yerushalayim. This was the minhag of the people who are very medactic, the mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. Machnisin lebali dinim v'shomim divrehim. They bring in the bali dinim and listen to what they had to say. Machnisin ha'edim v'shomim divrehim. They bring in the witnesses and hear what they had to say. Motzin osan lachutz v'noisin v'noisin bedover. Then they would take everybody out and then they would discuss it by themselves. Gomros ha'dover machnisin osan. They would decide amongst themselves so no one heard like all the deliberations, and then they would bring everybody back in, by the bali dinim, back into the Beis Din. Vahatanya, but the Gemara says, Gomru esadover machnisin esaedim. So he said, no, you bring back in the edim, right? Sahid lo krib nosin. You're right, but that price is not going according to Rabbi Nosin. Gufa. La'olam ein edusim mitzterefes ad shiru shnehim ke'echod. We don't combine them unless then two of them saw the thing happen at the same time. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha oimer afilu b'ze'acherzeh. You could still combine them even if they saw it one after the other. But my kamiflagi, so what's the machlok is about? Ibais aim a craw, the ibais aim a svar. If you want, I can tell you it's a pasuk that they're arguing on, or if you want, I can tell you that the machlok is based upon a svar. Ibais aim a svar, if you want, I'll tell you it's a svar. Amona de ka misahadi, high law ka misahadi high. That the $100 that this guy is giving Edis on is not the $100 this guy is giving us. And the one that this guy is giving the $100 is not the one he's giving it. Right? The Edoch, meaning in Rabbi Yoshua Korach, says, no. Amon ba'alma tarvaihu kamasadi. They're talking about $100 in general, so then you could work it out. The Ebay is a makraw, and if you want, I can tell you it's a pasuk. Dechsiv vihu aid o ra'a o yoda. That this aid, he has to see, or if he knows about it, right? Which is just interesting. You know, you have other places in Shas
where there is this concept of what do I need a pasuk for? It's a svara. Like the Gemara in Ksubas talks about the idea of pesha also peshahit, that the if you say something is aser, so then you're allowed to believe when you say it's mutter as well. So there's a pasuk for that as well, even though it's a good svara. In Bava Metzia you have hamotz mechaber al haraya, so that's a good svara, but you have a pasuk for that as well. So here they're arguing whether it's based on the pasuk of who aid or ra or yada, whether it's based on the svara, whether you could really give me edus on the same $100. V'tanya mimash mishneemar lo yakum aid ein edus echad. Don't I see that from this that it's one aid? Ma talmud omer echad. So why do you have to tell me one aid? Ze bonav. So this is a binyanav. Kol makom shneemar aid. Any time you use the word aid, hare kan shnayim. We know that you're really talking about two witnesses. Ad shifarit l'chol hakosuv echad. Unless the pasuk says and specifies out, no, it's only talking about one witness. Va'afke rachmona b'loshen chad l'meimar. Ad dechozit tarvayhu kechad. So, according to this, why would it say one witness, right, instead of Aiden? Se'idach v'hu aid o ra o yada mikol makom. And the other one, according to, you know, Rabbi Shimon Korcha, would just say, no, it's whatever he's testifying about, whatever he sees, whatever he knows, so we believe him. Right? That we don't believe them until they're both giving the same, they're testifying at the exact same time. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Shom Dvarav Shalzeh Hayom, Kashiyav Chaver Lacher, Shom Dvarav. But Mike Miflis, what's the machlokis? Ibai same as Svarav, Ibai same as Kro. If you want, there's a Svarav they're arguing about, or you can tell you it's based on a Pasuk. Gemara speaks it out now. Ibai same as Svarav, Marsover Eid Echad, Ki Osi Lishru Osi. So an Eid Echad could really only come for a Shavua, but he can't really come to be Motzi Mamon. That's a big lumdus as to how much significance we give to an Eid Echad. Is it zero? Or is it, no, we give partial, like, you know, 50%, but he's not enough to actually be Motzi the Mamon. The Edoch, Rabbi Nosson would say, no, Ataki also behade hadode, behad puma kamasahade. You know, when they're testifying, they don't come and say the exact same thing at the same time, right? Elam mitzarfin lechu. So halchanam mitzarfinu. Let's be mitzarif them and combine them. You know, this is, you know, we have the minhag in shul when we give edus, we say vayachulu, so we say it at the same time. But in Beis Din, people, even they saw the exact same thing, they don't speak at the exact same time. So one gives Adis and one gives Lays afterwards. You can't require them, we don't require them to speak at the same time. Just Agav, that's interesting. There's a Bir Halach that says that a person should try to speed up a little bit by their davening Friday night so that they can be able to say Vayechulu with everybody else. They don't have to say it by themselves. So the Chazanish doesn't like this. It's not a real Adis, right? It's not a real Adis. Vaharaya, you know, it's if myself and my brother. I don't have a brother. If I had a brother and we were in davening the same shul, so then, what, it's now we're puzzled? We can't say Vayechu together because we're giving Edis? No, it's a special type of concept we're talking about. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. That type of Edis, it doesn't follow the regular Gedarim of Edis. Okay, the Ibai same Makra. If you want, I can tell you that really they're both arguing on the Pasuk. What? Im lo yagid v'noso avoino. Right? In Parshas Vayikra, if he doesn't say it, then he will get an avon. He'll get an aver for that. V'chuli alma ki rabbonin pli yaled Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Right? And everybody, both the Tanakam and Rabbi Yosin holds that, like, the rabbonin who are against Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. V'halcha akushi hagada l'ri'ya kamifli. Do we make a hekish? Do we compare the hagadas ha'edis to the ri'ya? Mar savar makshinan? And Tanakam holds that we do. Right? Makshinan, Hagadol Ariyu, Marsavar, Reb Nosson holds, no, lo makshinan. Reb Shimon Eliyakim, have a mishtakeid, ale the Rebbe Yossi, but Rebbe Chanina, the mismechei. So they were trying to give him smicha, v'loka mishtaya milsa. And he wasn't able to work it out. It wasn't successful, his attempts to give him. So, yom achad, have Yosef kaimed Rebbe Yochanan. So one day, Shimon Eliyakim was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Elohu, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Mi ike de yada halacha ki Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha olo? Does anyone here knows whether the halacha follows like Rabbi Shimon Korcha or not? So Amar le, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim, Dein yada. Yeah. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, he knows. So Amalei Leimet Yizuz, let's say, Amalei Lismichei Mar Beresha. So first give him smicha, okay? Samchi, he gives him the smicha. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Bini, Amalei Ketan Shema, tell me over what you've heard, what you learned on this. So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Chanina says, Kach Shemati Shemoide Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha Le Rabbi Nosson. No, he's maskim, he holds like Rabbi Nosson, and you don't have to have them actually testify at the same time. Omaleze Hutzrachti? So that's what I needed you for? Hashtoma ikar ri'iyah b'hadadeh hadadeh. Om Rabbi Yochanan ben Korcha, Yoshua ben Korcha, lo be'inan, hagad mi'boyle? In other words, if part of the main part of it that I don't need them to be doing at the same time, so now when they're actually giving over in the Beis Din, which is not the ikar part, that's necessary? So omale hoyuva alisa lo teri. No, once you've already given him smicha, you can't pull him back. You know, you're not going to rescind it. I'm not going to defrock you. So Omer Reb Zera Shmamino Gavra Raba Kevin the smich. When a Gavra Raba, the different girsas, whether it's when he gives the smicha or when he gets the smicha, different ways of learning. Then it can't be taken back. Once you're in, you're in. Omer Chia Bar Avin Omer Rav Halacha Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha Bein BeKarkos Bein BeMetaltlin. So Halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha whether it's in terms of Karka, land, or Metaltlin, a movable property. Ula Omer Halacha Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha BeKarkos. Yeah, by Karka we hold him. Avalo BeMetaltlin. But no, because if it's Metaltlin, so maybe we're concerned that these two people are not really talking about the same thing. By Karka we know it's the same piece of land. Omer LeAbaye. So Abaye said the Ula Halacha Mechlal De Pligi. You said halacha. That sounds like there's a machlokis. For Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Modim Chacham the Rebbe Yoshua Ben Korcha be'edus Karka. The Chachamim agree to him by the Karka. So Vitani Rav Idi Bar Avin Benezikin the Beikarna, Modim Chachamim the Rebbe Yoshua Ben Korcha be'edus Bechor uve'edus Karka uve'edus Chazaka v'chein Shebabein v'Shebabas. So they agree in all these types of testimony, right, about a Bechor, you know, whether he can get any Hanah from it, about land, about Chazaka, or about a boy or a girl, whether they're showing the simonim of godless or not. Gavra, Gavra, Karamis, wait, you're asking Akash one person against the other? Mar Savar Pligi, Mar Savar Lo Pligi, right? Ula holds that they do argue, and Rav Shimon Karcha, I'm sorry, and Rav holds that they do not argue. So my was mean v'chein b'bein b'bas. What exactly does that mean about a boy and a girl? Se'ilim echad omer achas b'gabav, achas omer achas b'kreisa. If they're talking about different parts of the body, you have to have stage cyrus, right? That's the simon of being a godel. So one person says that there's, I saw it on this part of the body, and once I saw it on a different part of the body. It's only half. That's nothing. Seeing one, they're only giving edus on one hair. That's nothing to doing. El echad omer shtayim begabov, echad omer shtayim bekreisa. No, two of them are saying that it's on the back. One is saying it's on the stomach. So they're both saying that this person really, she has the simony of she's a gedola. But they're not saying it's on the same ones. They're just saying, I saw two here and this and two there. So then that would work. Om Rav Yosef, on Amina Mishmei De'ula, Halacha K'Rabbi Yoshua Ben Korcha, Bein B'Karkos, Bein B'Mitatlin. So the Halacha follows him in both cases. V'Rabbonu De'osu Min Mechoza Amri, the Rabbonu from Mechoza said as follows, Om Rav Zeira Mishmei De'Rav, B'Karkos In, Avalo B'Mitatlin. Yeah, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yoshua Ben Korcha only by Karka, but not by Mitatlin. So Rav Litame. So when I says this is Rav Shita, the Omer Rav, Hodah Acher Hodah, Hodah Acher Havah Mitzarf. So if you have a Hodah and then you admit again afterwards, so we combined it. If you have a Hodah after a loan, so that's also combined. So we're now when it works out. Havah Acher Havah, Havah Acher Hodah, Lo Mitzarf. But if you have a Havah, you're talking giving edus now on a loan after one loan. Right, that we or Hava after a Hodah, he admits to it, though we don't combine these two. Right? So there's certain times we do combine the Edus and certain times we don't, according to Rav. Fa'ashkiche Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Omrele. Maishna Hava Acher Hava Delo. Why is it by a low again, Edus on a Hava after another Hava, we don't? Demon Kachozi, hi, lo The money that he saw is not the same. So da'achar hadal nami. So why isn't it the same for work for hodah? Amana de ka moide kamehai lo moide kamehai. The one that he admits about this is not the same on the other minute. Now the amar le lahai basra. We could say to the last one. I mean the last one coming to testify. Bahai mana de odia le kamach odia le nami kami ploni. You could say that the $100 that I was already moided to, right? I made it in the presence of the other eight as well. Vakati, hon second. We still have a problem. Basra yoda, kaimelo yoda. Only the second one knows that, but the first one doesn't. Dehadr azil amr le lekame. So he's, no, it's case he goes back and says to the first eight as well, hi mon, de odia le kamach, the thing that I was moted to you, odile nami kaimi ploni. I also admitted it in front of so-and-so. So amr le tanuch daitach. All right, you've settled my das she his nachta es daiti, right? So I mean your mind should have a das because now you gave me yishuvah das. Amr le my nichusa. One second, what's so good about this? One second, the rav of itaim rav sheshes shadabe nagra. You threw an axe, right? You shlugged me up. Lav heine hoda achar hava. That's the same thing as a hoda after hava. So amle heine shmile alaychu. This is what I heard about you type of people. Diremisu dikle vizakfisu lahu. You knock down a dikla, a dekla, a palm tree, and then you build it back up. You give an answer, and then you destroy it yourself. So the Shaim Yitzhar Mehalacha says this is a praise. Now it's to be intellectually honest with you. Like, you know, sometimes people feel like, you know, you give a good teretz and like it's my teretz and that's it. No, I gave a teretz and I have to see, does that really work or not? But it's a shvach. This is not a shtach. Nehadoi omri, bein hodah, bein hodah achar hava. Whether it's a hodah following a hodah or it's a hodah following a hava, bein hodah achar hava, bein hodah achar hodah, whether it's a hava following the hodah, Hava or the Hava following the Hoda, mitzarfos, they all combine, right? So the Gemara asks, one second, Kiman, who's that hold like? That's the opinion, Kirevi Yoshua ben Korcha, right? That when you have the both witnesses, they're giving about a debt of $100, so we consider it to be like one Adis. Okay, we'll stop here.